Blog Talk Radio.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
For tuning in, whether you're tuning in live or in the archives, thank you for being here, and I appreciate your energy and your faith and your excitement that you put into this show and give back to it. Whether you're a caller or a listener or you just hold that in your heart for the show, I appreciate it and I can feel it. Today's topic is to forgiveness and beyond, the powerful shift through forgiveness into gratitude. So today we're going to talk about getting past forgiveness and into a space of gratitude for all the things that are in your life, have been in your life, and that's a really tough step, but I'll tell you some stories how powerful it is. But before that, when I created the topic last night for today's show when I decided upon it. I didn't even realize that today was September 11th, and whether you're from the U.S. or anywhere in the world, you know the meaning of what September 11th is. And so I'd like to start out the show and just hold a moment of silent prayer and a prayer, if you can, for peace in the world. And it begins in our individual hearts. And the prayer that I'm also holding along with that, and if you'd like to hold it with me, is a prayer that killing of any kind in the name of the Creator will subside in our world and disappear one day. And it may seem impossible, but nothing is impossible with God. So if we hold that place of peace inside ourselves, then we're contributing to that prayer that can occur. And even if we can't see how it would be possible, we have to believe that it is and hopefully do our part to have the little moments of peace and the days of peace and living peace within our hearts so that we put that energy out into the world. And I personally believe it makes a difference. Some may not, and that's fine, but I believe it makes a difference, and so that's the thoughts I want to hold surrounding this day. And also, of course, prayers with those who lost loved ones, and that I know this day must be so painful for them. Prayers for those families, prayers and gratitude for all the people that responded. And it's kind of interesting to me. I thought about it just moments before the show started, that this topic today, and like I said, I didn't realize that the topic, when I did the topic last night, it just came to me all of a sudden, and I typed it up, and I didn't make the connection of September 11th. And then when I was sitting here before the show and was thinking about September 11th and this topic, it was, I sort of had one of those feelings like, oh boy, we're talking about forgiveness into gratitude on a day like today. Oh, don't make me say it. Don't, because these sort of subjects can be very volatile and people can take things the wrong way sometimes with topics like this. But I started thinking through it, and as much as it is hard for so many and for a lot of our nation to think, even begin to think about forgiving something as horrendous as September 11th, then I thought about Jesus on the cross. And we talk about being a nation founded in Christian principles or the idea of the Christ. And I don't know that there is anything more profound or more important that he did that other than, or that trumps what he did actually on the cross, if you believe that story of Jesus and that he came here to be the light and to maintain that connection with God and the source of all that is throughout his human experience, and that on the cross he said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. So if you can find it in your heart for even just a moment to have that feeling, forgive them, they know not what they do. Do any of us in this world that tells us from such an early age and pounds in our head, and depending on where we happen to be born or what our experience is, we may get really hateful things all our lives. And at the end, we really don't know what we're doing when we do hate-filled acts and put out hate-filled energy. So I guess that Jesus probably, he exemplified this topic of today, forgiveness and beyond. And I believe that he did in that experience understand and therefore have gratitude that he had to go through that. And some of those people made it possible because it made his story so profound and it made him fulfill prophecy And if you think about how things were in those biblical times, prophecy was everything, and if it didn't follow prophecy, what someone predicted a long time ago, then it would be discounted as that it wasn't real. So if you can hold that moment of forgiveness, then you're behaving like the Christ. Whether you practice Christianity or any religion, Christ is love and forgiveness. So it's a challenging day for some to think about forgiveness, and that's what makes it so powerful, when you can get past the anger and hatefulness and resentment into forgiveness, and then when you can move a little bit beyond that into understanding that now I understand why I had to go through that hardship, or perhaps why the world had to go through that hardship or other hardships. It's very, very powerful spiritually. And I've talked before on this show about what I always call my big awakening moment, because we're always, I guess, in a stage of awakening if we're seeking that. And I had been in that seeking place for a while, and then I had this just knock me over kind of moment. And the thing that always stands out most to me, and I tell the story how events of my life just kind of flashed before my eyes, and it was like a gigantic Rolodex flipping, you know, these images that were unrelated, but all of a sudden I understood how they were related, and the good and the bad, and how appreciative I was for every situation, even ones where in our human and ego mind we might think, how could you have done that to me? Or whatever, those kind of feelings, things that we have sorrow or pain over. All of a sudden, it made sense to me. It was like it was a beautiful plan, and every bit of it was bouncing me in different directions of things I needed to learn and do, so that in that moment, I was exactly where I needed to be. And that is God in our lives, and we don't always see it that way. So I know the magnitude of that shift from forgiveness into gratitude, because I had always been a very forgiving person. But when I could see it in gratitude, thank you for that, you know, it is what brought out all these gifts in me. And I'll never forget it, because that was where the real power was, in the gratitude for even the bad and for everything. So it's a very big topic, but it's one that people struggle with, because I hear lots of times, like, I will never forgive that. And it's almost said like a pride or a chip on the shoulder. And until we are willing to do that, we can't be fully who we are intended to be, and we can't fully open the gifts that God has bestowed upon us and is waiting to see us use, because how we use the gifts are our gift back to God and Source. So it is a very, very important topic, and I hope that maybe we'll have some callers that want to discuss some of their obstacles in forgiveness, and maybe can talk through some ways into gratitude. And trust me, people, I know it's really, really hard, but if you will put some effort there, I think you will see lots of good things happen in your life, and burdens lifted and pains lifted, and sometimes even physical healing comes from it. I know, because I've watched it in people. So the call-in number is 347-633-9823, and feel free to call in. I don't bite. I handle people gently, even if it's tough subjects. So what, if you haven't listened before, usually what the calls involve is what I call mini readings, intuitive readings, where I allow spirit and angels' guidance to flow through me. And to make them very quick, I get these images, kind of like playing charades, and I'll get a random image of usually an object, or sometimes I'll get a feeling, or I'll get a feeling and an object. And most callers have some sort of question or just calling for some general guidance. I always like to remind people that I feel like my gift and my purpose is to help people align more in tune with their spiritual path. And so the images I see and the guidance I get always has to do with your next best step on your spiritual path. So a lot of times people call and it's, am I going to get that job? Oh, am I going to have a soulmate come into my life? Am I going to have a romance? And that's all fine, but the message that I'm going to get may or may not be related to that topic. It's going to be more about your spiritual path and what, or it may be about that topic, but more in context with how it relates to your spiritual path. So keep that in mind when you call. And because today's show is about forgiveness and getting beyond that, if you do have burdens you're carrying about forgiveness or something you can't forgive, sometimes I say lifting it to the light, bringing it to the light. And when I say the light, it can be the goodness and the prayers of others surrounding you and listening and hearing and sending you love. Sometimes that can help you in leaps and bounds. So don't be afraid to call 347-633-9823. And I'll get into some other things that I've been wanting to share. I feel like I'm going to ramble on today. So bear with me. There are lots of things that feel like they want to be said, and I want to try to touch on all of them. Okay, so what I've been doing lately, I haven't had a traditional radio show bit like this in a few weeks. So some of you that have been listening to the show may have wondered what happened with that. I have been very busy in ways a little bit different for this, but always on that same path and with the same intention. And so what I've been working on for about the last month is facilitating an online group called Angels Touch Therapy that is helping people learn more about energy healing and energy work and actually becoming the vessel of that healing and stepping into that in a bigger way. If you're familiar with the show, you may have visited my little website called angelstouchtherapy.com, and it tells about a little bit. I haven't changed that site in probably 6 or 7 years, but it does tell my basic story of how I came to energy work and healing, and angels came to me. And so if you want to visit that site, again, it's angelstouchtherapy.com, and it tells more about it. But I've been sharing that with a group online, and it's been sort of a trial run to see if I could share that and teach that in an online fashion. So for one thing, I could do it with people located anywhere. And for another, I could reach a larger audience at once in terms of number of people. So I could do the classes online and people could listen when it suited them. And we didn't have to be in one certain place, and nobody had to travel or didn't have to rent space. So thus far, it has worked out really well, and this has been a trial run, and there's no cost to anybody that's participating, and I really just wanted to test it out. I felt inside like that's where I was supposed to go, but I was a little bit concerned that it might not translate online, and, you know, those were my ego fears, but took the step, and so far it's working very well. We're working through the kinks and logistics and what may be the best way, but I do have a group that is ready to move to the second level of the class in healing, and so that's very exciting. In the next couple weeks, we'll have a small group that forms to step on in a bigger way while some of the people are still going at their own pace in the first level, or, you know, they may have even just recently joined. Because if you do want to join it, go to that angelstouchtherapy.com page, and on the left-hand side, I think, is you can email me, or there's some information. Sorry about that. There's originally you're emailing. Now you can actually you can go to that page to read a little bit about what it is in general, I guess. That background kind of helps. But I also have a Facebook group that's a closed group, but you can request to be added, and that group is Angels Touch Therapy Healing with Love. So if you seek out that group on Facebook and send a request. Now, what I am asking, because this is a trial, is I've asked that people do give some sort of feedback or participate, whether it's just, you know, commenting on something or clicking or just saying, yes, I did the attunement or I did the lesson. just so I have a little bit of an idea for how many are actually participating versus just joining and watching and whatever, because it helps me to know how to do the class or additional levels in the future. So there are some that signed up that haven't really, I guess, had a chance to do some of it yet, and I will kind of begin to weed people out. If you find yourself, like, you've been in there for a month, you haven't had any time to do much of anything on it, that's okay. If you get eliminated, like if you get deleted from the group, don't take it personally. You can always send me a request to be added back. I'm just trying to sort of corral it all into people that have joined and it really does have some resonance with. So no judgment, no, don't feel any guilt, don't feel upset. You can always join back if you didn't really want to be eliminated, but it's hard for me when there are almost 100 people and, you know, some I don't know if it's working for them or if it's not, because the whole purpose and is as a trial and to work through the kinks. And that's one of the reasons I offered it at no cost whatsoever to anybody. And I like being able to do that. I like to just share freely, but it's helpful to me right now to get the feedback. So if you get eliminated or deleted, it's not like those shows on TV where you're eliminated and you're gone. You can just request again, and that's fine. Totally fine. So anyway, so we've had some really good things that have come from that class. And some of it, even though I haven't done this radio show specifically like I'm doing today, a specific radio show episode, some of the things that I've done for the class, I've also included for just the public in these radio archives, because I use the Facebook page and this radio page link to do the classes. And I set up some classes that are just private for the group, and then other things I include. So two things that I have included that had to do with that class but can be beneficial for anyone. One would be the energy clearing meditation, which is in the archives of this radio show. If you just go to the page for this show and scan through the archives, that one was a few weeks ago, I think, and it'll say energy clearing meditation, and it's about a 55-minute audio that will guide you through clearing your own energy and any areas of heaviness or energetic baggage, so to speak. It's a good way to lift that and to be clear. And when we're clear that way, when we clear our energy centers, or what's sometimes referred to as chakras, when we clear that, then we are in a better space to receive, be that vessel of light and love. We're in a better space to receive miracles and positive energy and let it flow through us. So that can be beneficial for anyone. And I also recommend that if you feel something from it and it works for you, to come back to it and do it more frequently. Do it whenever you feel that need or something like it. You know, there are other ones out there. This one is totally free, and I've gotten really great feedback, really even better than I expected on what it's meant to people and how they felt afterwards and what a shift it made in their lives. So it's worth trying out if you haven't already. And the other one that it is in the archives that I did in conjunction with the Angel Touch class is cord cutting meditation. And I would say always do the energy clearing meditation first. And then at a later time, when you feel ready, do the cord cutting. When you feel pulled, like there may be something a little tougher in your energy or your experience that you need to release. And that can have a lot to do with forgiveness and getting beyond it. So what cord cutting is, it is you specifically asking for angelic help in cutting away the areas of in your life, situations, anger, hurt, pain, sometimes people that weigh you down. And so you're not discarding people or the situation. You're asking that angels use their divine wisdom and sight to free you from the things that aren't serving you in your spiritual quest. So, yes, it may mean that you distance from certain people, or that temporarily, or maybe even longer than temporary, you know, maybe it ends up being permanent. But the key is that you do it in love and kindness, and you are surrendering it to the angels to help you see and understand and have the courage to take those steps. Now, I will tell you that the cord cutting experience can be, when you're really, really ready and you really surrender, it can just blow through like a spring breeze and all just be wonderful and lovely. I've done cord cutting exercises for people and with people before where it was like that, and that's the one I always want to have. But if we have resistance or we have things that are really, really deep, then it might feel a little more rocky. And I have to be honest with you, mine usually end up being a little bit more rocky. Or I see things afterwards, or things happen shortly afterwards that just, if nothing else, even if they're not rocky, they just sort of blow me away. Like, are you kidding? So, you know, sometimes things will reveal themselves just almost magically. And, you know, sometimes you may not like them and you may be a little shocked, but you have truth, and then you can let it go. And you can, by seeing it, you can't always let it go if you can't see it, if you don't know what it is. But when you see it, you can let it go. You can say the prayers. You can let it go in peace, and you can ask for the continued angelic help. So I would encourage you to also consider the, after you do the energy clearing meditation and you're in a place where you feel like maybe you are ready to be cut free, try it, and always do it in prayer and surround yourself in light and have the understanding that the angels will only lead you in the direction of your divine plan if you follow, and they will lead you well. Hold their hands, let them show you the way, and good will come of it. Blessings and peace somehow will come of it if you stay faithful to that belief that they will guide you and help you. So you can take a few bumps if you have all of heaven at your side. I think most of us can take that. And then you'll feel clearer and lighter, and that clarity about your purpose can come through. And that's always a good thing, because so many of us are separated from our spiritual purpose, and we live our purpose here on earth. And that's not to say that that's not a good thing, but most of us, or many of us, feel some different longing because we are hearing that call in the distance right now, or maybe not even in the distance. Maybe it's pretty loud and clear that there is some reason greater that we came here. And we're stepping into it in a bigger way, and things like the energy clearing meditation and the cord cutting meditation can help you greatly in that if you're ready for that. And look around the world, hear all the negativity and the things that get spouted off, and we have, you know, we have crises in lots of places. The world needs us to step up now. The world needs people who can put out an energy of light and hope and love and forgiveness and kindness and compassion. The world needs that. And yet, I say that and how much the world needs it, and at the same time, I'm rejoicing, and I can feel angels rejoicing that, oh, but yes, but there are so many who are ready to live in the light and who are living in the light. And that's a beautiful thing, too. So all of the troubles in the world are always also calling us home to joy, because we say, this is not who we are. This is not who God created us to be. We are love and light and joy. And that call to joy, and that's how A Course in Miracles refers to it, that call to joy was put there by God, because it will always keep us seeking to return to Him. No matter how far astray we get, somewhere deep inside is a call to joy. And you know, there's a saying that Every act is either an act of healing or a call for healing, an act of love or a call for love. So when you can be the healer and the one who loves and sends love and light, then you are contributing to the whole world healing. Now, do you want to be on the scale, the balance scale of the one just calling for healing and calling for love because you're stuck in pain? Or do you want to be the one that lets the light through and then you thereby become the one that your light helps others feel that call to joy and hear it? Which do you want to be? We're always making a choice every day by the things we choose to surround ourselves with, the attitude that we put out into the world, the choices we make about things like forgiveness and gratitude. And, you know, I don't sit here like a person that is saying, well, I do it right and you should all do it like me. I have my moments and my struggle. You know, I have times where sometimes it just seems futile. And then luckily, I guess I've done enough in energy that I can usually get myself, like snap myself out of it fairly quickly these days at least. But yeah, we're surrounded by a lot of things that can drag us down and depress us. But we're also, if we open our eyes, we are goodness. So we're always surrounded by goodness. In our hearts, we are goodness, each of us, somewhere. Some people, it's more clouded and buried more deeply than with others. But somewhere inside, we know that. So somewhere inside, we can always choose to be surrounded in goodness by letting it come forth from within ourselves. And, you know, that saying, fake it till you make it, I think that to some extent can be true for this kind of thought. Even if you can't fully feel it, if you can just feel it in tiny bits, gratitude, even in the darkness, little tiny bits, even if you aren't overcome with joy in every cell in your body, if you can find something to smile about or something to see as good, then you're helping shift, you're helping overcome all the things, the burdens, just by saying, I am goodness, and so I can always choose to feel something good, to find something good in every situation. So I won't say challenge, but I encourage you to take that path instead of jumping on all the things that aren't good. Even if you recognize them, even if you know they're less than ideal and maybe not what God wishes for this world or you wish for the world, even then, if you can shift into choosing to see more of the goodness and feel more of the goodness in yourself and in others, that is being Christ-like. The Christ in me sees the Christ in you. Or the Buddha in me sees the Buddha in you. When you can see that way, even in the difficult times, even in the pain and the hardship, then you're on your way and you are stepping into the light and you're stepping into your purpose. Your purpose will always be filled with joy. Always. So when it gets to feel like drudgery, oh, you're misaligned somehow. You got to pause. Maybe you have to rest. Maybe you have to step away for a bit from the world or from the things that just are weighing you down to reconnect with that joy, because it will lead you to your purpose, because it's connected with God and angels and all the light, bright spirits, all the ascended masters that have moved on and have figured it out and are there to help us. So it's always a choice. And I know if you're listening to this show somewhere along the way or you're feeling that call to joy. You're feeling that call to your greater purpose and your greater goodness. So take those steps. Don't be afraid. Let yourself be nudged by angels in the right directions. They're always working that way anyway, but when you begin to ask, then they can get a lot more active. Believe me, they will get active, and you'll see it in greater ways when you ask for their help and you take steps in that direction. When you show the willingness to follow, they will be all over it and will be guiding you and helping you, and it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to take a little break here. I need a little water break, and I'll play some lovely music. This one I'm going to play is from the movie Pay It Forward. I've played it a few times on here, and it's one of my favorites because it's a song I heard a whole lot in my big awakening. Every time I turn on the radio, between that and the one that led into the show, Calling All Angels by Train. They both have the same name. This is Calling All Angels. It's by James Seabury, and this particular one is a duet with Katie Lang from the movie Pay It Forward. So listen to the words. See if they strike a chord in you, and let them empower you to be willing to step into your role of light in a bigger way. And I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Call on angels,
Oh, that song always gives me chills. It always feels like angels are speaking to me, talking to me. I hope some of you felt the same thing. And I always like to remind people that the angels are always there to help us. They are messengers. That's their purpose. But we have free will, so they don't step in and help us unless we ask for it. And unless it's a situation where like a car crash is about to happen and we aren't, it would be taking us before our time, like as a result of other people's free will, because we have this big massive free will, and so all these things that happen are not being directed by angels and God. They're being directed by our free will and our collective free will and our free will bouncing off of each other. But if there is a situation where our purpose is, we're going to be killed before our time, we still have to live out our purpose, they'll intervene. But other than that, we need to ask them for their guidance and assistance. So I feel like so many times they're waiting and probably just going, "I'm right here. Why won't you ask me?" So ask them and join them. And when you, I think the call right now, there's such a call for earth angels and people who seek light and will live light and let light flow through them to join the angels in being the vessels of love and light and healing. So we're all being called. It's all a matter of when we'll answer or if we'll answer. Eventually we'll answer. But we can do it the hard way or the easy way, and the sooner the better. So if you're feeling that nudge, don't hesitate to follow it. It will make all the difference in your life and in really the life of others and in the world. You may think that you're tiny, but your contribution is huge because it's collective. Okay, we do have some calls, and I'm going to jump into those. If you are new to the show, I just announce it by, I don't have a call screener, so I announce it by area code or something like that so that you know you're the next person. And I usually ask that you give your first name and if you want to say where you're from, that's kind of cool to hear the different places people are from. And if you have a question in mind that you want me to answer in a mini reading, just tell me that. Or if you just want to contribute to the discussion or whatever, just let me know when. But the first call is area code 317, so you'll be live very soon here. Hello?
Hi, Sherry. It's
Hi.
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. I thought I recognized that number. Okay, so for listeners out there, Cheryl is part of my Angels Touch Therapy, the healing online class that I was talking about earlier. And I'm so glad you called. So would you like to share something today, or what would you like
Well,
today?
I feel prompted, but I'm not sure what. So I'll touch in with God and have him guide me on this one. But forgiveness has been a big lesson and process for me. And I think there are many people out there that are quite wounded for various reasons and experiences in our lives. And I experienced that in my high school years with somebody who I thought, should be more loving. And we get disillusioned by those experiences, and we get stuck. We can get stuck in that process. And I've always felt that we do have a choice. It took some challenges and some real deep searching to sort that all out, but free will is a significant piece of our experience on this earth. And we are, as the saying goes, spiritual beings having a human experience, and that can get quite messy and painful. And we have a choice between, you can think of people that have had the most horrendous experiences, and yet they are love and light. And you can think of others that have become so embittered and so angry. And that's the two choices, and they're tough ones. I don't say this all lightly.
Mm-hmm.
But forgiveness is the big key to moving from that woundedness. And there's a lot of thoughts about what forgiveness is. Certainly one of the key ones is forgiving, you know, the person, but not condoning the behavior, you know. Not
right, right. That's a good thing to remind people.
Very, very important that you are really freeing yourself. And the person doesn't have to be present to do this. This is for you. This is what God wants for you, to have love and light and free of that woundedness. And depending on the woundedness, you may not be able to do that for yourself. And again, asking is a big key. Ask, knock, seek. You know, this is the process that we can go through as human beings going through this processing to become love and light. And on a significant day like today, maybe those that hear this that are so hurting, and we don't make light of what forgiveness means in those situations. I've been going through this class, as you said, and I've been stuck most of my adult life in this woundedness pattern with you walk in two worlds. You walk in the earthly world and you walk in the spiritual world, and it's balancing the two. And the woundedness just gets you stuck in that negative earthly pattern. And so whatever you can seek, there will be a point where you're just tired. You're just tired of being angry. You're tired of being fearful.
Yep.
You're tired of... of whatever it is that you feel.
That can be sort of its own form of bringing you to your knees where you surrender at times.
Amen. Amen. Some of us, like you said, we may need to get it the hard way, or who knows why.
Well,
it's so challenging.
I think sometimes too it can be part of our purpose. You know, because we can say, well, why do I have to get it? Why does it have to be the harder way? And, you know, it takes all kinds of experiences, because if you are hoping to be that light that can help others, your experience of struggle can be so valuable to so many, because I would say struggle,
Amen.
Because of our ego, is the most common way. And if everybody just got it in a, it's, you know, then you couldn't relate to other people. So
Amen.
When you can say, I know where you're at, there's value to that too. So,
and God will lead you to those people that you can understand and relate, and they can feel accepted and loved for where they're at, as opposed to judged or misunderstood in so many ways. Acceptance is a big piece of this, invalidating the experience and validating what happened, and honoring that, but being able to then let it go so that we can move forward. And then letting it go makes it possible for us to reach out to others in love.
And have that empathy and compassion.
Yes.
So many times when I have private readings, I I listen to the person, and, you know, like at some point during the reading, we get deeper into things. And when I hear sometimes their story, I am just thinking, you're reading my story. Because there's so many commonalities. And it's like, there's no accident you happen to find me to do this reading, because there is at least something that I can relate to so deeply. And thereby I can have that compassion and empathy and maybe help you better than someone who hadn't experienced it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's something, that's a way that we can say, I'm grateful for that experience. You know, there have been lots of times when I'm really clear that I totally understand too, like some of my experiences. I'm grateful for that because it helped me not be judgmental to that kind of person, because now I understand what it's like to be in that place. So that's where you can shift that into gratitude for things and understand that was a gift to me. It taught me something. I didn't like it. You don't have to like it to learn from it. you know, Cheryl, when you talk, I could feel something about your purpose of your sharing and your testimony and the kindness that comes through, that's part of a path for you, and it actually feels like to me something with speaking and, you know, leading groups and speaking. So I just wanted to share that with you. I don't know if you felt any of that.
I have been on that path most of my adult life, and you go through stages, and I'm probably preparing for that next stage, and,
and whatever it is. I can also sense a little bit of I think the next stage is really big, and I can sense that little bit of angst from you too. So just have peace about it, and there's something really, really big that you're going to slide right into, and it's going to feel as natural as anything you've ever done. So,
well, here's a question for you that just arises, and then I pray that it can help others too. Our woundedness can be certainly emotional and so forth, but it also very much can manifest in health, our own health issues, you know. I don't fully understand it, and I don't believe that we cause it, but I do believe that whatever that woundedness and whatever our struggles are can deplete us. To the point of physical illness. And so there's the hesitancy for me, and I think anybody who's wanting to do God's will and God's work, once they're up to the task, or what is the task that will come, you know, or the expectation. And I want to say that whatever reading you get for me would be great, but I also want to pass on the message that we don't have to do profound things to be present for somebody else. It can be so simple as a smile or a generosity.
Absolutely.
Of opening the door. Or,
in fact, I think those are really the bigger things, you know, in that way that spiritual things are kind of backward to the way the earth things are. I think those kinds of ways, just walking around, giving off light and kind words, a smile, those are really bigger than the ways that we see things as big.
Absolutely.
And it is just the way that, you know, spiritual things are different from the ego things. And the ego sees things as big and huge and, you know, almost like fame and popularity. And yet, the most profound things we do are the small things that we just quietly do. And, I think in that spiritual path, always be willing to step back and see it backward for a moment. See it opposite, because small things are the big things. And we can do those moment to moment. You know, you can in a day, you can touch people in ways that no one else will ever even realize, or they probably won't even realize sometimes, you know, just a smile. And can have deep, deep meaning to someone beyond what they can even recognize.
I learned that important lesson at a time when I was unhappy in a job. You know, we experience unhappiness in various ways in this life, and I thought, oh, I'm so sick of being unhappy in this situation. And so God, you know, each morning I just said, God, tell me how I can serve you. You know, it's like getting yourself out of your own
when
misery.
When you shared that in our group and I read that, that is just so beautiful, because how simple is that? Wake up and say, God, how can I serve you?
So simple. And it was such, it was such a profound experience, because in this menial cashier mindless task, I would be open to somebody just looking at the sadness, or, you know, or something was, you could tell that they were struggling, and you could just, and I, you know, just was open to watching for something that God was sending me, and a word of encouragement, a smile, you know, God bless you today, you know, just those things can turn something or somebody around from a miserable day. And it changed me.
Yes.
It changed my attitude. It changed my outlook on the world. And I could find joy in this, what I judged was a, you know, terrible job.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but that was really touched when I read that. So I'm glad you shared that here.
Okay, good. I you can tell I talk and share, but I get so energized by it all, and I want that for others, and I want that freedom and that joy that you're in, the gratitude that you're talking about. And it's the movement from fear. Fear and love. It's as simple as that and as hard as that.
Exactly. And, it's the simplest thing in the world and yet the hardest thing in the world sometimes.
And you can look at every monstrosity and every horrible thing that happened or behavior, and you can boil it down to what was their fear that was driving them. And when you can go back to the fear and understand the fear, understand the appreciation for that person,
right,
and then you can move to gratitude in understanding them, not, again, condoning the behavior,
right,
but having gratitude. An example, Sherry, I've just had so much profound experience in this class, and I've dealt with this issue for so long with a really rough time with a parent who just acted badly for several years and became so wounded by it and so resentful, and you know, it just consumed me. And then I feel like I'd forgive, I'd move on, and then it was ugly head again, as they do. And just went through the cord cutting that you offered in okay, I always feel so conscious that I'm talking so much, but I know somebody needs this right now. So, in the cord cutting, I just, like you said, just let God, you know, release these relationships that aren't serving me, and felt so light and good, like everybody was saying. And then, oh my goodness, I smacked right back into that old issue with this woundedness.
Yeah.
Just smack in the face, and you know, just brought me again to my knees. And I went through then, and it always brings me, how do you forgive this? How do you get forgive it? And it's to release mm-hmm. us from the
well,
pain
the
and
ego
the suffering.
Gets in there too, trying not to lose
Absolutely.
You, and the ego is like, that's not forgivable. How can you?
Right.
It's very much like, you know, in cartoons, a little devil on one side and angel on the other. And and I experienced the same thing. You know, I got whammed after creating the cord cutting, which meant I was doing it at the time I was creating it. And I got some of that, too, that was just like, where did that come from? So
I thought I was.
So when I laugh, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing. Me too.
with you, girl. With you, very much, full sister. And what I did differently this time, I kept searching. When I usually feel that pain and that suffering, a trigger, then I back off. And I, you know, you lick your wounds and you back off. And I said, I just want to be over this so much. And looked for a meditation and found a beautiful one on forgiveness. And again, was trying to shorten it. It took me to a place of where, what was the fear for that person who I felt so wounded by? Mm-hmm. Where were they coming from that they were so angry and so? I realized that they were doing the best that they could as a parent, but they didn't know how, and their fear was one of not being able to protect or provide for me at that stage, but they just acted badly in that. And all of a sudden I could turn it to gratitude that, okay, you were doing the best that you could. I will never condone that behavior that I witnessed and experienced. But I can go to that root that says you were living in fear and didn't know how to do differently. And it gives such relief to get to that stage of, oh, my God, you know, they wanted the best for me. They just were lost in their own fear.
Well, you know, I think of one of my Angelou's quotes, and I may kind of paraphrase it here, but when she says, I did the best I could with what I knew then. Now that I know better, I do better. And we have to apply that to ourselves, because sometimes, you know, our own self is the one that's the hardest to forgive. We beat ourselves up and have regrets.
Oh, yeah.
But beyond that, when we apply it to another person, you did the best that you could with what you knew then. Now that you know better, you can do better. Now, whether they'll choose to do better or not isn't for
that's
us to
choice.
Say. But we allow that opening for them to, but we also, and if they don't choose better, well, we'll just provide some distance for ourselves. And, you know, you can, that's what people, forgiveness doesn't mean, and I'm here for you to slap me around anytime you want to, and it'll always be okay. That's not what that means. It means that you aren't going to let it hold on to you, and you're giving them the opening to do better now that they know better. So,
and you can set your boundaries and say, I will no longer be subject to that bad behavior.
Right.
And
right.
I can still, I can free myself. Stephen Covey has a saying that resentment is like chasing the poisonous rattlesnake that bit you.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to kill you because your resentment
it'll
is
get you again.
Driving that poison in.
Yeah.
And so release, look, if you're suffering, look for where the anger is. Where is it coming from? And what fear is driving that? To understand, but not condone.
Well, and I think especially when it's family, there are patterns in the DNA that we trigger each other and we trigger fears, and so it gets magnified then. But I'm holding prayers and light with you that you're working through it, and I have similar things, and so many of us do, that when we share and we work through it together, I think we all become empowered, and that's certainly what's been happening in our group, I think. So it's been really
it's so much
amazing.
Better
so.
It's so much better when we don't have to do it alone.
Exactly, when you know that other people have the same struggle and how they got through it, or that they're, you know, you can pray with them and them with you, and it's really empowering. Well, I thank you so much for calling in, Cheryl. You have such a sweet voice and energy and demeanor, and I know that there are people that will be really blessed by what you said.
That's my prayer.
Thank
That's
you.
My prayer. Thank,
thank
you, and God bless you, Sherry.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we have another very patient caller, and I think this must be a computer call because it's area code 111, and that's how they usually come up. But I love seeing them because it's Area code 111, and the number is 1111111. And if you've listened to my show and the angel numbers and the ones and the 1111s and all that, then that's a pretty cool number sequence to see. So you're going to be live soon, 111. Hello? Do we have a caller? Maybe it's just someone listening that way. That's okay, too, because you can also listen on your phone. So since I don't hear anyone, I'm going to cut the mic off there. Probably just a listener, which reminds me, if you can't get to a computer and you know the show is on, you can listen in by calling that guest call-in number. So if you want to ever jot this down, it's 347-633-9823. And don't worry if I click on the mic and you're live, you can just be silent or you can just tell me you were just calling in to listen. It's fine. Again, I do the show entirely on my own. And so I don't have the typical call screener. I don't have a producer. My last show that I did when I did it with Contact Talk Radio, I did have that producer, which was kind of nice, but I'm fine doing it this way. It works out better financially for me. And for now, it seems to work okay just using the area code numbers. So, you know, God always helps us find a way. If one door closes, then usually another one opens, or a window or something. We just have to open our eyes to see it. Okay, Cheryl's call was lovely. The group she was talking about was my Angels Touch Therapy group. And again, if you're interested, what I'm guiding people through there, and it's sort of like a creation in progress, had the basic idea for it. It's energy healing work, and when I was in my big awakening period, Reiki was very important to me, and then I also practiced some other energy healing things, but Reiki was central to it, and I worked my way through that, like to level 3 master teacher level. And mostly I just use it for myself and for some friends and family. But very early on, when I was in that awakening period, so many things were voices and so very clear to me, I also received these symbols to use in a new form of energy healing work that's closely related, but where the symbols would be much more familiar to more people with that sort of Judeo-Christian background, and people could relate and understand the meaning behind the symbols a little better. So I really have sat on those for years now. I guess it's 7 years, something like that. And, you know, my life had plenty of upheavals to get into this place of being able to do this on, I guess, more of full time and being able to offer it this way that I do. And kept coming back to those symbols. And I just knew, though, that when the time was right, I'd know to bring them forward and share them with people. And I had shared them with a few people in person and sort of practiced that way, but I had never tried anything online and at a distance as far as attuning people to this energy. And what attuning is, if you think of a radio, particularly like the old style radios where we turn the knob to tune, and you know, when you get close on the dial to the station, and then, you know, you tune it in, and then it's very clear. When you're a little bit off, it's kind of noisy, and but when you, as long as you tune right in, that's sort of the energy, the way that energy healing attunements work. I don't have to know how they work; I just know that they do. And so the idea was to do this on a larger scale in terms of the number of people that I could reach and attune, but also to be able to offer it to anybody anywhere online. And so that's why I'm doing this as a trial, to understand whether or not it would work. Even though I knew that it would, I you know, it was good to work through it and see how I could make it work and come to that understanding. So the class has been great for me in realizing that, yes, it can work that way. And I've come in contact with some lovely, lovely people that way, and it's definitely beneficial to my journey and hopefully to theirs. And so if you have any interest, I have set it up. This level one is just the basic, and there are three little classes, an intro, the attunement, and then sort of a wrap-up, and then some other things, some symbols and hand position materials come with it so that you can try it out. But on Facebook, just go to the page Angels Touch Therapy Healing with Love and request to join. And like I said earlier, when people join, I do like some sort of feedback from clicks or just saying, yes, I did the attunement, worked for me, didn't work for me, whatever. That is helpful to me if you can do that. And so what I'm going to start doing is those that have been in the group, say, a month or longer, and I haven't had any kind of feedback or they haven't seemed to really participate, I'll delete. But they can always join back later. I just want to get an idea of who really is practicing it and how many people are out there that are using it. So feel free to request to join, and you can do it at your own time. There's a file in there that will walk you through it, and I try to post reminders to people if they're new how to walk through it. And I will keep monitoring that page to answer some questions, but there are some people that are going to go move on to the next level of much, much, much smaller groups so that it can be more intimate and a lot deeper sharing. And I'm very, very excited about that. That's going to form up in the next couple of weeks. So anyway, okay. I always seem to have things that I want to fit in and tell people different ways you can connect with me. And one is kind of what is my central area of communication and has been for the last several years, and that is also on Facebook, and the page is Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And I go through the ideas of A Course in Miracles, and I post the daily lessons and talks about that, but I also, it's not just about A Course in Miracles, it's about other positive spiritual thought related to the ideas of A Course in Miracles. So click on that and take a look at it, and if you like it, like the page so that you'll get the additions to your news feed when I post something, and please join in the dialogue there. It's really exciting because I think it's been since 2010 that I had that page, and over the last 6 or 8 months, it has just really exploded in numbers. It's in the 290,000s and coming close to 300,000 mark, so which is just amazing to me because that's been without advertisements and just, social network and word of mouth. And I always think of it as that it's a collection of light-minded souls, people seeking that light, and that even if it's just in tiny ways, by joining there together and sharing, and that we are connected and that light within us is connected, and therefore each of our light is brighter. So take a look at the page and like that. It's where I always post when I have a show coming up or something like a class that you can join. That's my central communication area. And the other website I've already mentioned is angelstouchtherapy.com, and that's my old website, and don't laugh at it, it's pretty basic, but I built it myself, which is kind of cool, several years ago. And on there I also tell about some one-on-one services I offer. I've talked about the private readings and more in-depth readings than I can possibly do in the span of this show and the quick calls. So if you're called in that direction, take a look there. Again, angelstouchtherapy.com. And also my book. I've had a few emails in the last few days asking me how I got connected with angels and with these kind of gifts. And I share that a lot on this radio show, but it's also in my book. And that's what I wrote after my big awakening period, and that has stayed with me to some degree since. But the book tells a story, and some of you may relate to it on your own journey. But the title is Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com. And Amazon also has a Kindle version. And if you have a Kindle, or if you just, you can also, they have a little app that you can download for your PC or your Mac if you don't have a Kindle. So their Kindle version, the Kindle version now is only 99 cents, so you can try out the whole book for 99 cents, or it's available in hardcover or paperback. And I absolutely love my Kindle and that I can carry around a whole bunch of books at once, and because I hop from book to book and title to title. But with my spiritual books and things that have a lot of meaning, I also usually, I've discovered, as much as I love my Kindle, there are certain books that I want to have and hold in book form and be able to mark with my highlighter or whatever. So, you know, you may wish to get it in the paperback form. But Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, you can read a couple chapters there and see if it speaks to you. And also there are several reviews. Or if you have read it and would like to do a review, hopefully a kind review, but if it didn't resonate with you, just be polite and nice when you say it. But if you've done that, then the reviews will help, are helpful to other people, you know, to help figure out who it may or may not resonate with. And that's all good, because I put it out there. You know, this was all done on my own dime and like my gift to the world, and I just put it out there for whomever may come in contact with it that it may speak to. So check that out and see if it resonates with you. And if it does, then get a copy or download it and see if it speaks to you even more. I hope that it does. And have a feeling some of you are going to have some similarities, so that if people that are sort of already on your journey, you'll find some commonality there. And that's always cool. That's sort of like a little, the God wink or angel wink, when we come in contact with people that we have had similar experiences. It always makes me smile, so I hope it does you too. Okay, seems like there was something else I wanted to share today, but now I can't quite think of it, and we're kind of running out of time. I just looked at the timer, and it says there are 11 minutes and 11 seconds right as I looked over. That's another one of those little winks, 11:11. And, you know, it brings me back to the 9/11. And we all know it was a horrible and horrendous thing and scary. But since I had my awakening experience, like I said, about 7 or 8 years ago, I also realized that there was something about that day in the 9/11, 9 plus 1 plus 1 is 11. And there was something, I could see it numerically, in that there was something about our awakening in that moment too. And I guess if I could put words to it, it would be that when things like that happen, there is also some goodness that comes out from it. Or maybe we open our eyes to say, is this what we're really coming to in the world? We can do better than this. And so hopefully from that, a lot of people were awakened to something greater. I think I was. And other things that happened to me in that time frame, I can look back and say they were all in little bits serving to awaken something inside me, activate some spiritual DNA that has been dormant for so long. So there are things, and you know, sometimes it's in numbers, and sometimes, but when we're ready to awaken, we begin to get those little things that activate that within our souls. And so if we just believe and we follow, then it all sort of comes together. And then you begin to see sort of the magic, for lack of a better word, the mystical, the beautiful. You see how it's all working together, and you understand that there is something beyond you that's helping you along the path and giving you messages and showing you signs. And the more you tune into it, the more you're able to see it, more, you know, additional coincidences that you know aren't coincidences, synchronicities. And so search for those avenues, or offer those up to the angels for ways to communicate with you, whether it's in numbers and, you know, whether you use the angel number book that Dream Virtue put together, or even sometimes when I see numbers, somehow I'll just know that, like, a number sequence, you know, 10, 15, or, and sometimes I don't know how, but I'll just know that's related to the Bible. And I'll go, and sure enough, it'll be in sync. Or something about that with, in A Course in Miracles. And, you know, so I'll look at that chapter and that verse. And if you open yourself up and ask for those types of signs and whatever colors, and then they'll start to appear for you, and it's a whole different language. And then you'll tune in more to the feelings of angels and spirit. And it's all a path to undo the deeper ego connection and balance it with the spiritual connection, where then the spiritual connection becomes more of who you are. And as Cheryl was talking about that saying of we are spirit having a human experience, not a human having a spiritual experience. And that's where we begin to make that shift, when we are communicating and understanding spirit and speaking their speak, which isn't quite the same as our speak. And it's very much in feelings and love, and the shift from fear to love. And they'll help us with that if we ask them. So be open and aware. Ask for the signs. I tell people that all the time, and I love it, love it, love it when I hear back and they say, oh my gosh, I did. I asked for the signs, and then they were there, and that's so exciting because I know how exciting it is for me, and so I just get excited. Every person that thinks that way. But I'm going to wrap it up now. Again, go to my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, and join that if you have not already. Just lots of positive thought there, and it's a good way to start your day, or little moments throughout your day. Check out my angelstouchtherapy.com site if you're interested in a private reading. Some people like these kind of things more private than on a radio show, and plus it can be a whole lot more in-depth and have a lot of energy connection that way. If you're interested in toying around with energy healing and the Angels Touch Therapy online class, that's on Facebook, where you can join that group. And it's Angels Touch Therapy Healing with Love. And you can try out the audios and the classes and the attunement and see what you feel and contribute there. And my book is Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, on BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com. So check that out. Read the excerpt and read the reviews and see if it calls to you. All right. I've talked myself out, I think, today. Thanks to those who listen, whether you listen live or in the archives. I hope there's something that resonates deep in your soul and activates that angel DNA that is inside each of us, deep within. And hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. Go out there and turn on that light. Consciously turn on that light and see what rebounds back at you, because I promise you, if you walk out there and you turn it on, you'll get something positive back. And maybe it's enough to make your day. Maybe you're having a terrible day, but you turn on your light and you get something back. Go try it. It's just like Cheryl said, she had a job that she thought was just terrible, and all she could see was, you know, it was dead end and nothingness. And then she decided to wake up instead and say, God, how may I serve you today? And all of a sudden, that job that she thought was just not a very good job, all of a sudden, it shifted things. And she realized how many people she was touching, and they were touching her back. And that's just a beautiful way to live. It makes me think, I'll close with this one idea, that there's a story I remember, maybe it was in an interview, maybe it was in one of her books early on with Mary Ann Williamson. And she was a cocktail waitress. And then she started studying A Course in Miracles and facilitating groups in A Course in Miracles. And, you know, at that time she was thinking, you know, I'm just a cocktail waitress and, you know, I want to serve. I want to be something bigger. And then she realized that, well, wait a minute, I'm not just a cocktail waitress. Every person I meet, and there are many from many walks of life, I have a chance to touch. And if you really think about it, a job like that is a fabulous avenue to touch people, because you are, first off, you are already in that willingness to serve. You're already in that serving position. So you're not just serving them food or a drink. Then you shift it into, and I am serving God to you through me. I'm serving light. I'm serving kindness. And all of a sudden, your life has a whole different meaning than it had when you were defining yourself by a job. So it doesn't matter what job you do. Sometimes the jobs that in our ego-driven world are the loftiest, maybe are the hardest to really connect in that God way, in that light way, because maybe ego gets in the way, or maybe that soulful one-on-one looking in the eye connection is not there as much. So whatever you do, whatever position you're in for life, it's how you let your light shine through that matters the most. Not how much money you make, not who's going to be impressed by it, but how you let your light shine through. So do like Cheryl and ask in the morning, God, how may I serve you? And everything in your life will get some sort of shift from that. And that's what I'll close with. Have a great rest of the day.